Okay, hi, welcome to the third episode of the Diatribe interview. As you guys know, I like to interview different type of people, their interests and all that stuff. So, I got with me a friend.
Hello. I'm Janice.
Yes, her name is Janice. And she's into body wellness stuff, like yoga and Pilates. So, tell me more about that. Open-end question. When you study actually?
I took yoga for about a year
really?
So that was about 2 years ago. Then after 1 year I switched to Pilates. So I've been on it for about 1.5 years.
Why do you took up yoga at first?
Curiosity lah, and health reasons, like, you know, to keep fit.
Yoga keep fit? How does yoga keep fit?
Not really, but it helps to like keep your joints supple, your muscle tone, improves your muscle tone. Helps to relax your body. Yeah, that's about it. But that's not much of like building up stamina, cardio, no. Very little of that.
Oh. How you build up stamina by just sitting on a mat?
No, that's what I say, like, very little of that. It's quite all. But I think it depends on the different branches of yoga. I did Hatha Yoga, so that one is...
Hatha Yoga?
H-A-T-H-A.
Okay.
I think that was the most common branch of yoga in Singapore.
How many, do you know how many types of yoga? Like, thousands of them?
No lah, I think, I don't know how many, but there's one like, what, Ashtanga Yoga? That was practiced by Madonna.
Ashtanga?
Yeah, I think it's A-S-T-A-N-G-A, something like that.
Okay.
It's practiced by Madonna and like, Gwyneth Paltrow and all of them. That one's a bit more demanding, so I guess that's how they build their muscles up. You see them.
Oh, alright.
So it's different size.
So you switched to Pilates because you don't like yoga?
No, I just wanted to try out before I do something on a long-term basis.
So does yoga prepare you for Pilates? Or is it a totally different thing?
The poses look similar, but...
Poses look similar? I've been here before.
Yeah, but I find Pilates more demanding, although other people say differently.
Pilates more demanding.
They say yoga is more strenuous, but for me, I find that Pilates requires more stamina in this case, discipline. Because, like, for example, if you're doing like an abdominal crunch, you need a lot of strength to hold the whole body.
Normal abdominal crunch, like just.
Yeah, something like that lah. Or because mine is mat work Pilates. Other times, my instructor brings in brick balls. You know, like fit ball, gym ball.
Oh, I thought you said brick ball.
What's that?
Brick ball.
Sorry, no lah.
Fit ball.
The brick ball.
The brick ball.
So that one helps to.
You just roll over your tummy over it and just lie like a cat.
Yeah,
over
yeah. In all directions lah. Or you even like hold the ball with your leg in the air.
Hold the ball with your leg in the air.
Yeah. And then you're supposed to do crunches with that.
Hold the ball in the air and you do crunches with it.
Quite tough, right?
That sounds like a circus act.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
So on your what? On your foot or on your
calf?
No,
you clamp it between...
Oh, between your legs, lah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so like balance it.
No, yeah. You can't juggle, lah.
Yeah. What I understand about Pilates is about working with machines, so fitness machines and all that. So, why do you take mat work and not the... Was there an option in your registration form or what?
No, actually no. They only started the network at CC. Those like machines, the reformers kind, slightly more expensive, and they have it at like those fitness centers. Actually, my instructor, I think she bought a few machines, and then she told us to go lah.
Oh, but the machine, some of the machines are like really basic, like just elastic bands, is it?
I don't know, I've only seen it on TV.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV. You know, who's that?
Wong Lilin.
Wong Lilin, yeah, that's how I know Pilates actually. Because I know she studied, she teaches ballet. After that, she does Pilates.
Yeah. And I think she works with
the reformers. She works with the machines and all that stuff. So do you think you'll be doing Pilates for long? onto the course and done. And
no, actually, I was thinking of stopping next month. No, because I don't
this
find
interview
it.
Is just nice, huh?
Yeah. No, not because I don't find it good, but I'm trying to save money.
I'm paying
$80 for 2 months.
$80 for 2 months?
It's not a lot. For 2 months, it's a lot.
What's
the frequency of the? Once a week.
So it's
about 8 lessons, $10 per lesson. $10,
yeah.
This is average, but I need to save money. But yes, I will probably do it on a longer basis.
So after Pilates, you move to Tai Chi Guan?
Yeah.
Tai Chi,
yeah. No, no, I was like 60 years old.
So after Pilates, you just practice it on your own at home.
Something save money,
Yeah, because you know the basic area, you know the stuff.
Yeah, but you don't have the motivation. I won't have the motivation to do it.
Oh, is there? Do you have any friends that do this kind of thing by themselves, like read up on internet or what? Then just whack. I think this is yoga. I think this is Pilates. Is that better? Do you think that going to courses is better? Or while you're doing Pilates, then suddenly like, I can do this at home. I don't need this.
I think maybe when you are more familiar with the courses, maybe you can do it at home. But other than that, I think you need guidance. Like, because sometimes she'll tell us that you cannot arch your back too much. Otherwise, you won't hurt your spine and all that. So if you do it on your own at the start, you may not know all these precautions.
You see guys struggling with the position because as far as I know, women are much more
flexible.
Yeah, because like, damn, I can't bend that way. I cannot bend that way.
So far in my classes, I've only seen two guys in separate classes.
Okay.
And they always groan and make a lot of noise when they when they start benching. And we don't, okay? We don't. We make a lot of noise.
You guys like bend over.
Yeah.
And the guys like,
Then he. Correct.
Guys are stiff, Yeah, but all the guys that went there are like really guy or are like, hi, my name is Sam.
Okay, the last one that I saw, I think in his late 20s or early 30s, he looks a bit like, okay, he doesn't look very masculine. Yeah, it doesn't look very much to me.
But?
No, that's all. And the class before this, there was also a man in, I think it was mid-40s.
Mid-40s? Oh.
He didn't look very strong, sorry.
Oh, he's learning.
Yeah, he was.
So if, where do you actually, for example, if a friend wanted to start yoga or Pilates, what do you tell them to, where to start, and all that stuff?
Recommend.
Recommend. Okay. Another alarm.
Yeah, no, not to go up. Actually, I wouldn't really know, because I've always been taking it. I haven't tried private. Private school people. Yeah, sorry, that's not really.
Oh, okay.
But my sister is taking on her own at dance art school at Specialist Shopping Centre. She says it's not too bad, and they don't like separate into beginners, intermediate, or advanced. So anyone can join at any time. Whereas for mine, we started off with beginners, then we progress up.
Do you feel any changes physically, mentally, when after mentally? Physically, no.
What lah? Even 5 years, you know, don't have.
And before and after things. Before.
So I'm thinking about Pilates only. I can't remember. Mentally, I think I can. I sleep quite well at night. After the class.
Because you're tired.
Maybe. I don't know that exactly. But my instructor yesterday, she said also. She said, people who practice Pilates, they can sleep very well. And
you sleep longer or sleep
well?
Fully rested. Fully rested. 5 hours, 6 hours.
I think so. Then she said, but of course when I first started out, there were a lot of aches for like a couple of days before they decided. But gradually, I think your body becomes stronger. And I think Pilates training focuses a lot on your core.
Your core or your stomach? What are the core?
I think the core is defined as the abdominal, the back muscle, and your pelvic area, your hips. So it's that
guys
whole
call
area.
It tummy.
Yeah, that's a dummy, you know. So, and I think the core is like the most important part of your body. That's, at least that's what I read lah before. So they say when you are doing Pilates, it trains up your core. So as a whole, you become a lot stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
How to say?
Become toner. That's like after 2 years.
Yeah.
The toning part.
But I think
it doesn't burn any fat.
No, I think it helps you to lose weight. But you must persevere lah. Like I think I lost weight after about 9 months or something.
What weight you have?
No, like my mother just said, you lost weight after 9 months. Then I realized, oh, it's Pilates.
Wow.
Yeah, before. But only once a week. Even my sister, she's been doing it for like 2 months. I think she's...
Do you do any extra items? I mean extra exercises after your classes or before?
No, very lazy.
So. Or once a week, you just go for Pilates and it?
Badminton, no. But even that is not a lot.
Yeah, but you still lost weight.
Yeah. But that's after 9 months. So, like a few weeks, that kind of thing. I think you become a lot stronger in your strength, endurance.
You're running with your friend, right? It's more better with your friend rather than someone. Yeah, I think we get enough information for the people out there, and I'd like to thank Jenny for taking her time off to talk during her lunch break. And okay, say goodbye, Jenny.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. It's you.